from The Sacred Heart Essence of the Pith Instructions by Nyosho Ken Rinpoche. The pure and supreme precious bodhicitta, which is uncontrived, should arise in your being. Without this, there is no way to attain Buddhahood. So, firstly, the excellent preparation of generating the altruistic mind of enlightenment is important. Of all beings in the universe, none have not been our parents. Through their great kindness, they formed our body, gave life and material goods, and showed us the ways of the world. Although they desire only happiness, they are like a blind person without a guiding friend. In order that all beings, tormented in unbearable cyclic existence, accomplish everlasting peace, unsurpassable enlightenment, motivated by the altruistic objective of the twofold benefit with both their aspects, you should generate the supreme mind intent upon attaining perfect enlightenment. This bodhicitta is the all-sufficient, wish-fulfilling jewel. This is the foundation of all the vast and profound teachings. This is the central point of all the paths of Sutra and Tantra. One aspect of the nature of the two truths is the relative level, the principal theme of all practice, the king of all supreme methods. Without this, there is no other means to accomplish Buddhahood. If you lack either method or wisdom, how will the path be accomplished? Of the two supreme paths, first the path of skillful means is praised, for the preparation on the path generate the bodhicitta. This has immeasurable benefits, the all-knowing Lord Maitreya said to Narzang. The bodhicitta is like the moon which eliminates darkness. Bodhicitta is like the all-illuminating sun. Bodhicitta expels the chronic disease of obscuring emotions. Bodhicitta protects from the terrors of samsara. Bodhicitta repels the obstacles of the four demons. Bodhicitta eliminates the fever of the five poisons. Bodhicitta acts as the stallion of an endeavor. Bodhicitta is the sturdy armor of patience. Bodhicitta discards all moral downfalls. Bodhicitta supports the accomplishment of meditative concentration. Bodhicitta gives birth to excellent tranquility. Bodhicitta causes supreme wisdom to arise in the mind. Bodhicitta perfects the great accumulation of merit. Bodhicitta brings forth the view of emptiness. When bodhicitta is present, the moon of skillful means rises. If you meditate on bodhicitta, the sun of penetrating insight is evident. If you meditate on bodhicitta, pristine awareness fully unfolds. By bodhicitta, the benefit of others effortlessly arises. Through bodhicitta, the qualities of the 10 bodhisattva levels are perfected. All the relative qualities and the 112 freedoms of the great bodhisattvas dwelling on the first level up to the innumerable, ineffable, immeasurable wisdom eyes, clairvoyances, miraculous powers, and so forth, as well as the 32 major and minor signs of the countless Sugatas' golden bodies, and so on. All these enlightenment qualities, arising from the accumulation of merit, stem from the power of supreme, unsurpassable bodhicitta. Bodhicitta subdues the demon of ego-clinging. Bodhicitta frees from the prison of samsara. Bodhicitta evaporates the ocean of suffering. Bodhicitta equalizes suffering and happiness. Bodhicitta is like a brave escort. Bodhicitta is like the great fire at the end of an aeon. Bodhicitta is like the first fruit of a tree. Bodhicitta opens the door to the treasury of altruism. Lacking such profound and supreme bodhicitta, like powerful ram who dwelt 12 years in the forest but was driven by the goad of attachment to fight his enemies, or like Gelong Thangpa, who, although he could fly freely in the sky, through having mastered energy and mind, started a battle, the fault was the absence of unsurpassing bodhicitta. Brahma himself, even after attaining desireless bliss, will become blazing firewood in a vichy hell, and Indra, though venerated by the entire world, by the power of karma, will fall back to the ground. Lacking the kingly mountain of bodhicitta is the fault. In this world, so many of those glorified by the highest rank, like great kings, generals, prime ministers, and presidents, finally destroyed themselves and others. The fault lay with the rotten root of bodhicitta. Innumerable Sravakas, Pratyekas, Buddhas, and hosts of other superior beings possessing the 250 vows of pure ethical discipline. But although beautified by the three trainings, related practices, experience, and realization, without bodhicitta, the root of all dharma, sometimes liberating only themselves, they remained in great peace. From among the vast divisions of the Buddha's teaching, bodhicitta is the very quintessence. Bodhicitta repels the harm of the lower realms. Bodhicitta reveals the supreme path of liberation. If the yogin possesses bodhicitta, even if he doesn't accomplish any virtue through body and speech, he will not stray from the path of liberation. Thus said Choki Wangpo, who had mastered the five sciences. The five heinous evils, etc., all great negative actions, will be overpowered by the unsurpassable bodhicitta, and all lesser sins will also be removed, said the great Indian pandit Shantideva. Whoever abides in the supreme bodhicitta, their life will be regarded as a pleasant garden, whether successful or even destitute. The miseries of the lower realms won't terrify, Lord Maitreya stated in the Sutra Lamkara. In brief, the unsurpassable precious bodhicitta is the heart essence of all the Buddhas of the three times. Since without it there is no way to accomplish enlightenment, it is the authentic root of the path of sutras, tantras, and pith instructions. This excellent preparatory practice of generating bodhicitta is praised with one voice by all the millions of past holy ones. It should not become mere intellectual knowledge, but should be reflected upon again and again and united with your being, my heart friends. It is not said merely for the lack of something to say, but emphasized because of its great importance. So train your mind with bodhicitta, my heart friends. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Train in bodhicitta. Don't be mistaken. Don't be mistaken. Train in bodhicitta. Don't err. Don't err. Train in bodhicitta. If the foundation of bodhicitta is not firm, the extremely profound essential pith instructions of the creative and completion phases and other practices will be difficult to perfect. So the preparatory generation of bodhicitta is the starting point on the path.